Molly Stinchfield is on the phone. She's organizing or helping to organize the protest, the Standing Rock protest in Greenport tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the TD Bank at 177 Fairview Avenue. Molly, can you hear us?
I sure can. Hi, everybody.
Tell us what's going on tomorrow in Greenport.
To divest their bank accounts from TD Bank and other banks that are supporting the Dakota Access Pipeline. So basically what we're going to be doing at the bank, at TD Bank at Fairview Avenue in Greenport, is we're going to be speaking with customers and other citizens who are interested about the ways that TD Bank is supporting this this pipeline, which is going to be going all the way from Illinois through North Dakota, and it's a very huge pipeline that's going to have the capacity to pump almost 500,000 barrels of oil per day, which is bigger than most pipelines. So, of course, if it has a leak, it's going to be absolutely disastrous for our environment and for agriculture, and it goes straight through the Sioux sacred lands on the Standing Rock Reservation, and it was slated to be going through a predominantly white community in North Dakota, and the residents there were up in arms about that, and so it got rerouted through the reservation and several sacred burial grounds, and so for months now there have been a lot of water protectors protecting the lands and doing peaceful actions in the reservation in Standing Rock. And things are escalating now. It's the winter, it's getting colder, and there's still a lot of protesters there.
Were you part of the group that went out there?
We used our money to change things since we can't always get to Standing Rock, and we want to try and help in any way we can.
Molly, were you part of the group that went out there this past week from Columbia County?
No, I was not a part of that group, although I have several friends who have been there and are there now, so I've been getting some reports from the field about what's going on there. One of the most horrifying things that's going on now, since it's so cold, protesters have been trying to block. The police put a blockade against a public road, and they burnt out several cars to block traffic from getting to the site where the pipeline is being built. And so people have been trying to pull those burnt out cars apart. And then the police have been using water and blasting it at the protesters. And so people are getting hypothermia. Of course, it's too cold, and they're all sleeping in tents. And so they're taking turns. They're lining up, standing in front of the water for a turn, and then going and getting huddled up with the medics and trying to thaw out, and then taking another turn to, you know, sorry, I'm losing my words a little bit because I'm so excited and nervous, but they're trying to take a turn, and it sounds like it's a really peaceful protest, but the police are escalating it to the next level and trying to get the media to report on how they're not being peaceful protesters, which is a very age-old tactic.
Molly, how is this issue important locally?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We have the Pilgrim pipeline is a pipeline that's going to be running up and down the line more or less of 87. So we have, you know, that's a local thing that is going to affect us. If that has a leak, then our drinking water and our agricultural lands will be affected too. So this is of course an issue that's very local and very apropos for all, basically everywhere all over our country. Pipelines like this are being developed, and it's going through residential neighborhoods, and a lot of the foods in New York are from the Hudson Valley, and of course our food is from the Hudson Valley, and we have very good water supplies up here that serve communities and go all the way down to New York City. So our watershed is very important. And if oil gets into our water, that's going to be an absolute disaster.
And then let's make it clear to the listeners that the Pilgrim Pipeline is just proposed now. It's not a done deal. There's also the Constitution Pipeline north in Albany County into Massachusetts and other pipelines to the south and to the west. So the area is sort of crisscrossed with proposed, not for sure things, but proposed pipelines.
Correct.
So what can people do locally if they want to help, I guess, come out tomorrow at 11 a.m. is the main thing?
Yeah, if you come out tomorrow, we'll give you some more information. We'll help you pledge to switch your bank accounts from the major banks. I mean, most of the banks are supporting this. Bank of America, which is where iBank supports this pipeline, so I'm going to be switching my bank over to one of the local credit unions so that my money can be invested in local programs. Even Bank of Greene County is a great program. They support the local arts and other business ventures. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And then, of course, you can donate money to buy. There's an Amazon wish list, basically a registry to send out blankets and tents and medical supplies to Standing Rock and the organizers there. You can donate money directly to several organizations. I don't have that information right at my fingertips, but we'll have all that information tomorrow. So,
and you have a Facebook page for this event, the protest tomorrow, and is there other places online to get information?
That is a great question. We do have a Facebook event page, and if you search for, let me see what it is.
I've got it here, right? It's a NoDAPL Global Action Day of Action : TD Bank. Or if you search for Lee Gao, I guess he put it up. But it's tomorrow at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., perhaps in the rain. Similarly, you might get wet just like the protesters in North Dakota.
Exactly. Bring an umbrella and bring your best action pants on.
All right, Molly, thanks for calling in and telling us what's going on, and see you out there tomorrow at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the TD Bank at 177 Fairview Avenue in Hudson.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to it. Take care.